Nick, first of all, thanks for coming on, and hopefully you're enjoying your very brief time so far as an Iron Pig.
Yeah, I am really. Right now, we're on a good stint right now, and just hopefully keep it going.
You left a team in Reading that was also in a playoff hunt, so it's been probably, I'm sure, a pretty fun competitive year. But so far, so good here. Your first taste of AAA life. I thought the outing against Syracuse was marvelous, the six innings of shutout baseball. Talk about how this year has gone from your assessment.
I'm just kind of staying consistent throughout the year. I mean, I've just slowly been progressing, and I've wound up here in Lehigh Valley, which has been great. I couldn't be happier to be here right now.
I asked Ben Lively yesterday because his numbers in AA a year ago were just okay. You know, it didn't get him out of AA, and then he really turned the corner, and he's been excellent this season. You know, last year you had dominant numbers in Advanced A. You go up, struggle a little bit with AA, but all of a sudden this year you come back, have a great year for Reading. What do you see as maybe the big reason for the jump and the improvement in your statistics?
I think it just comes along with experience in minor league baseball and being more consistent throughout. I mean, I just really work hard each day to just try to improve who I am as a pitcher, and that seems to really help me throughout this year.
How does command play? How do you get better at command and harnessing your stuff?
Honestly, just getting your work in on your bullpens on your days in between your starts, and just using the information that you build from each start to become a better baseball player.
Is it nice to come here and be around some guys who are veterans, some guys who have been at this level a lot longer than you have? Is there anything that you can learn from your fellow pitchers as opposed to just everything from a pitching coach like Dave Lundquist?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, we have guys here that have had careers in the big leagues longer than I've had a minor league career. So coming here, that's one of the things I'm most excited about, is learning from these guys who have been where I haven't been, and to try to ask them questions that not a lot of people get answers to, of guys who've actually been to the big leagues.
Some guys have been traded from an organization and maybe like it or don't like it depending on where they're from or their identity with the team or whatever. But what went through your mind when you were pitching, you know, in Harrisburg last year as a Washington farmhand, and knowing that you were all of a sudden going to jump to the Phillies organization?
Well, I was just happy. I was honored to be in that trade. I mean, I grew up watching John. I wanted to be coming to such an outstanding organization, and how great they treated me and how far I've grown as a baseball player. I mean, it's probably been the best thing that could happen to me so far.
Yeah, I mean, the Phillies in a rebuilding mode. Washington obviously has been competitive the last couple of years. A lot of veterans, a lot of money to go out and bring in more veterans. So did you see this as maybe something that could get you to the ultimate goal of the big leagues a lot quicker?
Well, of course. I mean, just being in a trade like that, I mean, it's obviously on my mind. But, I mean, right now what I'm focused on is being here in Lehigh, learning in Lehigh, and helping this baseball team win and go to a championship this year.
All right, you are from Victoria, British Columbia, and Canada, and we've had some guys there before. Scott Matheson's a guy that comes to mind from BC. But what do you do for fun? What's your hobby away from the game of baseball?
Me personally, off season, I love to fish. I like to go up to Chilliwack, British Columbia, and the Vetter River, and river fish. And that's one of the biggest things I'm looking forward to.
What kind of rig do you use? What kind of setup you have?
Original thing is just you got a lure, so a pink worm at the end, and then you bounce it along the bottom of the river, and you bounce it until a salmon or a trout comes along and bites it.
Do you have one prize catch that you can still tell stories about?
Yeah, I mean, back when I was younger, fishing with my father up there, I caught a nice 40-pound salmon one. It was early morning. I mean, that's probably one of the biggest ones I've caught.
Obviously, it's a generalization or a stereotype to mention the hockey word when any of us talk to an athlete who is from Canada, but any experience playing hockey?
Honestly, no. I played soccer and baseball as growing up. So, I mean, I played street hockey with my friends, but primarily it's always been baseball ever since I was younger, because being from Victoria, we could play baseball year-long.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's it like there? I've never been there, and people think Canada. Well, maybe it's a little colder, but, I mean, talk about growing up in Canada and how that applies to having to live your summer months in America.
Honestly, I mean, I got my time on the island, because I'm from Victoria, British Columbia, so it's on an island. When I was younger, and just being able to come down to the States since I was 16, being with Baseball Canada, and now going to junior college and then summer ball. I mean, I've always been partial to the States. I like the States. I'm happy to be here. I mean, I'm probably going to move down to the States one day. I love it here.
Is there truth to the rumor that you actually went to the school? You went to a junior college in New Mexico?
Yeah.
Sight unseen, right?
Yeah, I went to New Mexico Junior College for 2 years. And it was a great, great program down there with Josh Simpson. I believe he's a scout now for the Texas Rangers, but having those 2 years there really helped me prepare for professional baseball.
We're with Nick Pivetta, and was there any doubt in your mind? I mean, you'd never even been to New Mexico, I'm guessing, when you decided to go. How'd that all come about?
Honestly, I just, the coach knew a coach up in Canada, and I was looking for somewhere to go. I went undrafted, so they called me up. They offered me a full ride, and I just flew down there and said, I guess I'm going to school in New Mexico Junior College, and it turned out to be the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, and it's worked out, obviously, and now here you are one step away from the major leagues. But before I let you go, Ben Lively yesterday told me that he was the guy to beat on the ping pong table in the clubhouse. Now, I've seen you over there manning the table from time to time. Is there truth to that rumor, or do you have something to say about that?
I mean, Ben's pretty good, but I think I have beaten him left-handed a couple times, so I think there's a little bit of fabrication in that story. But me and Ben are a really good duo player, so me and him on the ping pong table, pretty good match speed.
All right, well, maybe 2020 will get you in the mixed doubles or the doubles Olympic Games. And see what we can, actually, I'd prefer to see you on the mound in Philadelphia. Keep up the good work, keep developing, and it's been fun having you here to watch you pitch.
Thanks very much for having me.